Welcome to the Cheltenham School Board Meeting Podcast, online at www.cheltenhamlocal.org or at www.cheltenham.fm.
Cheltenham School Podcast, Regular Legislative Meeting, Complete Recording, January 9, 2018.
Two meetings coming up that I'm going to share with the community. MLK Day of Service, though district offices are closed, it is an opportunity for us to continue the observance of the history and legacy of Martin Luther King that's been ongoing in this district. This is the second year that we've taken all of the work that happens in each of our buildings under one roof at the high school. So on the 15th, starting at 8:30 till noon, we welcome everyone to please come and enjoy some of the programming that we'll have, in addition to help our students in the service projects that they'll be working on during that time. We also have an upcoming climate and culture meeting. It's been some time since our last meeting, so we'll be meeting at Wincote Elementary, 5:30, and we'll serve some refreshments between 5:30 and 6, and 6 o'clock we will start. This is an opportunity to hear from the principals with respects to what does the last 4.5, 5 months look like in your building with regards to climate and culture, with regards to creating an environment that makes sure that our students and faculty feel physically and socially, emotionally safe and in the building. So a lot of things to discuss, and I hope that you join us. You do not have to think that you have to be at the prior meetings to attend. These meetings are open to everyone, so we encourage you, even if it's your first time, to come and hear what is happening in each of our buildings and to provide feedback, recommendations, and also ways in which you can support as well. My last item is weather related. You know, the last couple of days we've had some unfavorable weather, and I wanted to share with everyone that we do have on our website on the district webpage, there is a link at the front of the page that you can go to get additional information. I know that making decisions about whether we open school, whether we have a delayed opening, why we changed decisions after we said we're going to have a delayed opening. And like everything else, unfortunately, this is not exact science in terms of predicting the weather. And I know the challenges that that families have. It hit home more so than before because my wife now commutes to the city. So she said, thank you very much for creating a happy day because now I have no idea what's going to happen with Cheyenne. So I was like, all right, well, I'll take it. So just to let everybody know that there is additional information there, that we too err on the side of caution in terms of making sure that the roads are safe. So even though there are questions about, well, there was no additional snow accumulation, what happened to that? It's really about whether or not the streets have had an opportunity time to clear and with plowed everywhere, the side streets, whether or not there's a large amount of snow in the corners where our buses come. And to let you know that these decisions are not made alone. The night before impending weather, I am in contact with 8 other superintendents from Abington to Jenkintown to Lower Moreland to Springfield to Upper Dublin, Harford Horsham, North Penn, the director of Eastern Center for Arts and Technology on that communication as well, trying to get a sense of what are they seeing, what they're hearing. Dr. Bobby's team, Mr. Brown is our supervisor of facilities and ground, is actually driving around the district, reporting live what he is seeing. Mr. Custer, our supervisor of transportation, is also driving around the district, reporting to me in terms of what they're seeing and what some of their recommendations are. So there is a group of individuals and obviously a group of other individual facilities who are giving reports to those individuals as well. So bear with us as we think through that process, and it is intentional in terms of trying to be as deliberate as possible in terms of do we close, do we open, Is it a delay? What happens once we go from a delay to a closing? A lot of that, not necessarily because of additional snowfall, but it's whether or not the roads were conducive. And since we have people on the ground driving throughout the community, I rely on their recommendation as well. A couple times I've taken that drive myself. So those who are interested in finding additional information about that process, I just want to share with you that it is on the district website. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Dr. Marseille. And just to clarify, the climate and culture work group is on Wednesday? Thursday, okay, at 6:30.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Next, we'll see this report.
Thank you. The only executive session I asked about occurred earlier tonight prior to this meeting, and it involved labor relations. I also am pleased to announce the official formation of the Alumni Association of Cheltenham High School, which is a newly constituted alumni association for the high school, kind of revive the alumni involvement and alumni participation in school district matters. So, you'll be here. Alumni will be hearing from that group in the near future.
Great. Good to know. Thank you very much. The Sunshine announcements are as listed. Public comments on agenda items only. Next on the agenda. Any public comments on agenda items only?
Is the statement you'll be making an agenda item regarding Saturday's planned or not planned event?
It's not an agenda item. It'll be part of the president's report, and so we'll be taking additional questions during the public comment period at the end of the meeting.
So that's not right now?
Not right now. Thank you for the question, though. Any comments on agenda items only? Okay, seeing none. The next agenda item is appointment of new school board member. I'm pleased to report that we have an opportunity to nominate a new school board member to take over the vacancy of Napoleon Nelson, who left the board at the very end of December. Before I start with the nomination process, I wanted to thank all of the 16 candidates who applied for that vacancy. Over a period of about 3 days, we interviewed, actually 2 days we did interviews, of the initial interviews of all 15 candidates. One withdrew for personal reasons. And it was really phenomenal. And we had a really good group of applicants. They went through a second round of interviews with the full board. And so we're really very fortunate in Cheltenham to have a really good, very interested group of people that want to serve. So I wanted to thank anyone and everyone who did apply for that vacancy. But now on to business. Nominations are now in order for the Office of School Board Director to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Napoleon Nelson. Are there any nominations?
It's moved that Kate Thompson be appointed to that position.
Okay, any other nominations? Well, first, let's take a second on that.
We don't need a second.
We don't need a second.
Not for nomination.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Roos. If there are no other nominations, we'll close the nomination. Anybody in favor of closing the nomination?
So moved.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And would any board members like to discuss the nominee? Okay, we will now vote on the nominee, who in this case is Ms. Kate Thompson. All in favor of Kate Thompson for school board director, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we will welcome Ms. Thompson after she's sworn in to fill the vacancy for Ms. Nelson. Welcome and thank you. Just want to stand at the podium with Judge Tolliver.
Okay. Good evening. So, I guess I'll have to introduce myself. Stephen C. Tolliver, Sr.
judge of the Court of Common Pleas in Montgomery County. So now you can turn, why don't you turn this one and speak into the microphone.
Okay.
All right.
Did you want the title,
sir? She's going to affirm.
Okay.
All right. All right, so repeat after me. I do solemnly affirm.
I do solemnly affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And I will discharge the duties.
And that I will discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
As a member of the School Board of Cheltenham Township.
As a member of the School Board of Cheltenham Township.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Then you are. And as indicated on the Cheltenham School District Foundation website, Facebook website, on behalf of the board, I'm going to be reading a board statement with respect to the recent Facebook post. Good evening. Yesterday, the Cheltenham School District Administration and board learned of a Facebook posting inviting groups of parents, neighbors, pastors, and believers in Jesus Christ to school grounds to pray for teachers, staff, administrators, community, and our youth. While a board member posted the invitation to participate in this event, the district and board were not made aware of this event prior to the Facebook posting and did not sanction or sponsor it in any way. In response to the Facebook post, as of last night, the board has received several emails from residents concerned about denominational prayer on school grounds, and some emails from residents expressing their support. We anticipate that as residents this evening will share their views and comments during the public comment period. We have reviewed all of the emails that have been submitted and take the concerns that were raised very seriously. We live in a racially, economically, sexually, culturally, linguistically, and religiously diverse community. The board sincerely embraces this diversity and believes intolerance at any level is unacceptable. Fundamental to this essential belief is upholding not only our legal obligations, but a moral imperative to ensure people of all identities, beliefs, ethnicities, religions, and viewpoints feel welcome to participate in this community. While we do not believe the board member who posted this event intended to exclude anyone, we have gleaned from the community reaction that the unintended consequences of identifying a religious group specifically based on their beliefs in the invitation resulted in many perceiving that they were in fact excluded. Many were also concerned that the board member who posted about the event was acting in his capacity as a board member and not as a private citizen. Others, in terms of the emails that we received, We're also concerned that the prayer on school property is prohibited. What we learned after the post was that the board member was acting in an individual capacity as a parent and community member. He was not the leader of the group hosting the hour-long event scheduled to take place Saturday on school grounds, and they weren't going to be going inside the school. We have also learned that the event has been canceled, and the board member has removed the Facebook post and been informed of the process of requesting use of school facilities. As a board, we have spent the past 2 days listening to community concerns, discussing this issue with administration and legal counsel, and trying to find the correct way to react to and communicate with you about this complicated issue. Much of the struggle arises because of legal and policy concerns, which we will address separately in a FAQ or frequently asked question, which I think is maybe posted on the screen behind me. And these will be posted on our website after the meeting. While we are elected officials, in our official capacity as board members, we are also parents, community members, teachers, mentors, lawyers, advisors, counselors, and pastors of churches. As a board, we are deeply sorry that one of our members caused division when we believe the group with which he is associated was offering a prayer event intended to bring people together. As we continue our journey into 2018, we remain hopeful that as a community, we can come together, despite our differences, as teachers, administrators, staff, parents, and residents to support all of our students and move our district forward. Let's keep in mind a quote by a motivational speaker and author Les Brown, who says, in every day, there are 1,440 minutes. That means we have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. Thank you. Again, the frequently asked questions are posted behind me.
Can't read them.
They will be posted on our website after the meeting. We're not asking you to read them verbatim right now. They probably are flashing up behind you. And again, if there are any additional questions that are raised this evening that are not reflected in the frequently asked questions, we can supplement those at a later date. But thank you. Next on the agenda is student representative's report. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Erin Kuhler. I am the speaker of Cheltenham High School Student Council, and I'm here filling in for our president, Chad Johnson. We have a pretty short agenda. First up, on December 16th, the senior class hosted the Winter Ball, and it was a success. The Winter Ball is basically just a dance open to all four grades. And it was a lot of fun, speaking from personal experience. Also, throughout December, our homerooms raised money in order to buy holiday gifts for disabled kids at Easter Seals of Southern Pennsylvania. And this is something we've done for about 12 years. In total, we raised about $1,500. And the homerooms were partnered, and they were each assigned a child in Easter Seals, and they bought and wrapped presents, which we delivered to the kids. And Lily and I were there, and we opened the presents with them, and it was a great experience. They were really thankful, and it was a great way to end the year. So, thank you. That's all I have for tonight.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your generosity. Thank you. Next we have Cedarbrook Middle School report by Dr. Bobby. Thank you.
Yes. Cedarbrook Middle School construction project. Continuing installing lighting system and HVAC control wiring in the media center. Installation of the casework throughout the building, work in progress. Continuing install laboratory partition throughout the building. Installing ceiling grid, work in progress in second and the first floor. Completed drywall in the stairwell. Continue installing corridor tiles in the kitchen area. completed reshaping the basin A in the site area, continue exporting the stockpile. 50% of the trestle floor has been completed throughout the building. At this time, 85% of the project has been completed.
Thank you, Dr. Rodden.
You're welcome.
Next, we have approval of treasurer's report. Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Mr. Fishbein, is there a second? Ms. Henry, second. We're going to do a individual vote, starting with Ms. McWilliams. Dr. McWilliams?
Aye.
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 And aye. Thank you. Next we have Montgomery County Intermediate Unit Report, Mr. England.
No report. The MCIU board did not meet in December. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the Eastern Center for Arts and Technology. I'm going to defer to Mr. Roos. We were in the middle of a transition in terms of board committees, so the Eastern Center met in December, but we did not have a board member who was available to attend the meeting.
Thank you. The most important thing that occurred at that meeting was the adoption, or basically the recommendation for authorization for the budget, which will appear on your agenda for tonight. They're also, the Eastern Joint Operating Committee also elected its officers, and they also established a foundation. The Eastern Foundation is having a fundraiser at Buffalo Wild Wings on February 8th from 4 p.m. They're Warrington location. If anybody wants to support the Eastern Center for Arts and Technology Foundation, that's the net of fundraiser. All this information is available on their website.
Thank you, Mr. Roos. Next on the agenda is financial affairs. Mr. Schultz.
The board was presented with an overview of budget process and key concepts for the benefit of the new school board members. The board was presented with an updated financial report, and there was nothing unexpected. And there was also a discussion about the possibility of comparing categories of spending on a per-student level with peer districts in order to identify significant differences at a more granular level in the future.
Thank you. Do you have a next meeting date for the financial affairs? Okay. Take your time.
And the next meeting is on Tuesday, February 6th at 7 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Mr. Schultz. Next we'll turn to Educational Affairs, Dr. McWilliams.
Thank you, Mr. Sayward. The Ed Affairs Committee of the Board met on Tuesday, December 19th at 6:30. The major portion of the agenda was devoted to a deep and comprehensive dive into Cheltenham School District's achievement and growth data. The presentation was led by Mr. Brandon Lutz, the Supervisor of Instructional Technology and K-12 Data Analysis, and Assistant Superintendent Dr. Smith. The report began with an explanation of the school performance profile, which is the state's instrument for providing the public with a comprehensive overview of student performance in every public school in the Commonwealth. The achievement and performance data for each building in our district was then presented in an analysis of 10 years worth of PSSA and Keystone, PSSA scores and 3 years of Keystone scores was conducted. In addition to the achievement data, the presentation also differentiated between achievement data and growth data, and then presented growth data that came to us through the Pennsylvania state system for reporting growth. The next part of the presentation was comprised of findings from our audits and curriculum audit, STEM audit, special ed, and gifted audits by the respective administrators representing those academic areas. And the final part of the presentation included a review of the five pathways of the strategic plan and the initiatives and programs that are underway that address concerns that were raised by the achievement and growth data reports. The next meeting of the Ed Affairs Committee will be next Tuesday, the 16th of January at 6:30 in the Administration Building. And the details of this presentation from last month's meeting are available on the website. And an agenda for this coming week will also be published on the website. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Williams. Our next on the agenda is facilities report. I'm Mr. England.
Thank you. I have a brief report and four action items for the board this evening. The Facilities Committee met on Tuesday, January 2nd. All eight seated board directors were in attendance. Minutes from the previous meeting were approved. Dr. Bobby gave presentation on Cedarbrook and Cheltenham High School. Cedarbrook, as was just stated, is 85% complete. Completion is projected for a mid-May completion.
Yes, sir.
It's resident floor installation, sidewalk, and curbing. I'm going to skip through a lot of this. There's no need to say it twice. Work continues on the installation of casework in various places, lighting in the media center and the gym. Work on the boilers and HVAC systems continue. Contract extensions for Gilbert Architect and Turner Construction were presented. These contracts are set to end on January 31st. Construction and turning over the building to the district are dependent upon both of these companies remaining involved in the work. The contract with Turner is proposed to be extended through July 31st. And the contract with Gilbert is proposed to be extended through August 31st. As the work includes all of the paperwork associated with turning over the building and with working on the LEED certification for the building. Cheltenham High School library mold remediation contract was put out for bid. The scope of work includes visual inspection, collection of materials, collection of samples, both pre and post work completion. There will be one hygienist on site during all phases, and documentation for the entire project will be provided to the school district. That was advertised in the Intelligencia, the Times Chronicle, the Construction Journal, and on the district website. 11 companies were contacted about the bid opportunity. Six companies participated in a pre-bid meeting that was held on December 19th. Langen was the lowest responsible bidder with a bid of $20,000. Our next meeting will be on Tuesday, February the 6th at 7 p.m. And I have four action items for the board.
Do you want to read those in order and have motions on each one?
I think so.
Okay.
Because these are contracts. The administration recommends the approval of the contract extension for Gilbert Architects from February 1st through August 31st, 2018, for a total amount of $173,360. This cost is based on a monthly service fee of $24,765.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fishbein, is there a second? Dr. McWilliams? We'll have a voice vote for this. Mr. Schultz, did you go? I'm sorry. Thank you very much for reminding me. I forgot to ask for comments before the vote. So Mr. Schultz, thank you.
I just want to qualify my vote on this item by saying that I recognize that every month represents cost to the district. And I know that the administration is also very sensitive to this and thankful that the work will be done as effectively as possible. And I also appreciate the prudence in guaranteeing these rates should the schedule require the full time being requested today.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz. Any other board comments? Okay, we'll take a voice vote. Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
Stan.
Aye.
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 And aye.
The second item, the administration recommends the approval of the contract extension for Turner Construction for the period from February 1st through July 31st, 2018. for a total amount of $215,040. This cost is based on a monthly service fee of $35,840.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Ms. Henry's first. Second?
Second.
Mr. Cohen's the second. Well, to any comments from the board? I'm looking at Mr. Schultz. Thank you for having reminded me. Yeah, I have.
I'll just say that my statements on the previous item also apply to this item.
Thank you. Any other board comments on this particular agenda item? Can you take a voice vote? Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
Epstein.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
And aye.
Next item, the administration recommends the ratification of a change order for a total amount of $74,151.90 to Borough Construction to remove the stockpile from the Cedarbrook construction site.
Is there a motion to approve?
So
moved. Mr. Schultz, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Fishbein. Any board comments?
Yes.
Mr. Fishbein.
This is one place where we should commend the administration, Bobby, because if any of you have driven by on 309 by the Cedarbrook site, there is an enormous pile of dirt that was that resulted from the construction, and we were not sure where that was going to go. There was a period where it looked like it might cost us $1 million because it had some cobalt in it, which isn't a contaminant, but it can't be brought to a clean site, and after much research and work, we were able to find a clean site that would take it for a very modest $74,000 cost, and we're grateful that we were not looking at a bigger bill.
Thank you, Mr. Fishbein. You took the words out of my mouth. Thank you. Any other board comment? Mr. Cohen.
And I just wanted to reiterate and fully agree with Mr. Fishbein's comments where this is a great victory, and I'm very glad that the soil issue is being resolved and very favorable terms. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other board comments on this particular agenda item before we take a vote? I would just like to note that with the removal of this dirt in an expeditious way, we can also go forward with the rest of the construction on the project. So this was critically important to take care of. So thank you very much, administration, and giving the job about it.
Aye.
Aye.
Same.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Inglis?
The next item, the administration recommends that the lowest responsible bidder, Langdon, to perform testing and inspection at Cheltenham High School for a total amount of $20,000.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Fishbein's first and second for the motion?
Second.
Mr. Schultz is the second. Are there any other board comments? Mr. Cohen.
Thank you. I just want to clarify that this is for work at the library. It's not to do the remediation. It's to do the testing and inspection before and after the remediation of the asbestos occurs.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen, for that clarification. Any other board comments on this agenda item? Seeing none, we'll take a voice vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Stan?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
And aye. The motion carries. And next is the liaison committee report. Mr. Cohen.
Thank you. The liaison committee, which is the joint committee of the Township and School District, met on December 18th at the School District Administration Building. The minutes from the prior meeting of November 20th were approved. There's an update on Cedarbrook, as was already talked about tonight, and a discussion of change order issues and processes around change orders. Next, there was a discussion on sanitary sewer line on Cedarbrook property. By way of brief background, there's a sanitary sewer line on Cedarbrook property, which is township property, that the school district is working to get addressed. There's been a breach in that pipe so that it can work with the construction process and not delay the construction process. And also working with the township to make that issue resolved, but the school district is taking the lead in the interest of time and expedience to get that issue resolved.
Next, there was discussion on the assessment appeal process going forward for real estate appeals, followed by a discussion briefly on the reconfiguration of the liaison committee meeting due to new school board members and new commissioners. And there is following a discussion on climate update at Chung High School. And then there was discussion on change in school bus contract for next year. The school district will be entering into a new contract for school bus service next year. And then the township presented land use development updates throughout the township on key sites. The next meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 22nd at 8 a.m. at the township building. And it is a public meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. And next on the agenda is Policy Committee. I just want to report that the next Policy Committee is scheduled for January 23rd at 8:30 in room 119. It's a public meeting and all are welcome to attend. Next is the Legislative Committee report. Other than reporting that the legislature will be back in session on January the 22nd, I'm sure a very busy calendar and we'll keep you posted in terms of any issues that are affecting the schools. Thank you. Next, our administrative report, starting with personnel. Ms. Jackson?
Yes, thank you. I would like to read the following action items for consent agenda. Number one, appointment of temporary professional teachers. A, appointment of homebound instructors. A, appointment of support staff. A through C. Four, approval of extra duty, extra pay. A.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Fishburne first, is there a second? Mr. Bender second. We'll take a voice, any board comment? If not, we'll take a voice vote.
Aye.
I would like to share the following as information items. Number one, resignation. Resignation A, B, and C. Two, non-discretionary leaves of absence. That's A through H.
Thank you very much, Ms. Jackson. Next on the agenda is educational affairs, Dr. Smith.
I'm submitting the following as a consent agenda. One, approval of conferences, A through E. Two, approval of educational service agreements, A. Three, approval for agreement for an approved private school placement, A. Four, acceptance of donation, A. And five, approval of volunteers, A.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Williams?
Second.
Second, Mr. Fishbein. Any board comments? I would just like to thank the the family that donated the books to the elementary schools. Yes, thank you very much. Okay, we'll take a voice vote.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next on the agenda is financial affairs. Ms. Michaels.
Thank you. I will submit the financial affairs agenda as a consent agenda. One, approval of budget transfers, A, as submitted. Two, approval of payments, A, as listed. Three, approval of Eastern Center for Arts and Technology 2018-19 operating budget, A.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve? Ms. Henry, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Fishbein, any board comments? Take a voice vote.
Aye.
And aye. Motion carries. Before we move to, well, the response to prior public comments or questions, there were no questions posed at the last meeting that remained unanswered. Before we go to public comment on anything, I just want to acknowledge that we have State Representative Steve Carter in the audience, and I'm not sure if he had anything more to add other than he'll be back in session and back to work on January the 22nd.
Just happy to be here.
Okay, thank you. Now move to public comment. This is part of the agenda where you can have a public comment on anything. It doesn't have to be related to the agenda. When you come up to the mic, would you please state your name and where in the district you live?
This is just a reminder to everybody who's going to speak. I'll be letting you know when you have a minute left if you go over. I'm not going to interrupt you when your time's up, but I will hold the sign up so that you can finish your thought. And just as a reminder, all comments are to be directed towards the full board, not to any one person. Thank you so much.
My name is Rhonda Fetter. I live in Elkins Park, or Melrose Park, depending on who you ask. I will begin by saying that I'm not here to object to a group gathering in prayer at school, off school, not during school hours. As I understand that our schools are available equally to groups without regard to the content of their speech. That being said, there are some important constraints to such meetings. If prayer is involved, school employees may not lead or organize prayer, especially when school children are or may be involved, and that's established. I teach high school, and no amount of disclaimers would divorce me from that role in the eyes of my students. I don't teach in this district. Thus, I could not gather my friends together, host a meeting on Facebook, and then meet at the door of my high school on a Saturday morning and lead prayers. And it isn't because I cannot separate my roles as a private individual or a religious person, but because the law recognizes that my students cannot be expected to make that distinction. That's why schools are treated differently than other private bodies and other public bodies, other types of governmental bodies. Likewise, a school director also cannot do these things. In all matters related to schools where a school director serves, he or she is a school director first. One cannot shed his or her school director cloak and simply choose another for a specific purpose if that purpose happens at school. And that's because, not because we as adults cannot make the distinction in our roles, but because the children who know us in our capacity related to the schools cannot be expected to make that distinction. If a director cannot or chooses not to put his or her elected position first, the prudent option is to resign that seat on the elected school board and resume a completely private life. That is not my preference that anybody do that, but if one cannot put this position first in all matters related to school or connected to school property and school buildings, then that's the most prudent option. To do otherwise is to ask this body and this district and all of us to expend time and possibly even money as a school director mixing his or her official role with prayer or religious advocacy in our schools or connected to our schools presents the possibility of legal challenges for violation of the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. I'm not saying that would happen, but it's an exposure, and it's not right or fair for a member of this elected body to put that burden on this district. I'm happy to hear that the event was canceled, not because I don't want the event to happen, but because the event cannot properly happen at the direction of or any leadership role of a member of this board. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christine Kerr, Glenside taxpayer. First of all, welcome to the new director, and I thought it was very fitting that we all got to hear tonight the oath that the school board directors take when they assume this role, an oath to uphold the Constitution. And I have to assume that that oath applies not just to the hours that you are sitting in school board director meetings, but that it applies to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are school board directors for a public school system, and there is in this Constitution a clause that calls for separation of church and state. So although I am too relieved that the prayer meetings have been canceled, it has caused me to think again about the $30,000 donation from local churches and how that money might be used, what influence that money might purchase. And I just would hope that you all are aware again of your oath to separate church and state going forward. And the other thing is that unlike township commissioners do represent certain parts of the township. But that is not the case with school board directors. School board directors do not represent a certain portion of the populace or a certain area of the district or a certain religion or a certain ethnicity or anything. School board directors represent everybody in the township. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Hi, my name is Tom Bonner. I live in Wincote. I have four children in the district. Well, three so far, one coming. I'm here. Happy New Year. I apologize. I missed the last couple meetings, but based on my review of the minutes, I haven't seen anything formally as far as responding to the reduction in unstructured playtime this year. So what I'm doing tonight is to begin the questioning informing our decisions for next year's schedule. At some point when we walked in, there was a mention of a labor committee and labor relations executive committee, executive session before this meeting. Insofar as that was offered as an explanation for why our recess was truncated this past year, I'm thus asking the following questions and hoping for a response going forward. First question, as we look towards next year, how will the administration and or the board of directors take care to examine daily activities for opportunities to restore recess minutes without compromising newly engineered academic blocks, academic time blocks? Is the board and or the administration looking at the daily and elementary school schedule for next year to implement best practices by maximizing unstructured playtime? How will the administration and the board seek out and take into account the experiences, of our elementary school teachers with the truncated recess times this year and implement their recommendations for the schedule next year? Finally, how will that analysis, recommendations, and justifying logic be communicated to the public as we begin our school year next year? Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Jocelyn Hoffman. I live in Cheltenham, right near Cheltenham Elementary School. I want to thank you for your statement regarding the prayer meeting that was happening. I think that you did clear up some misconceptions that have been put out there, but I'd still like to read my statement. In light of the recent Facebook post regarding a prayer meeting and the hundreds of comments that have fueled lies, gossip, and hate, I feel I need to address the issue to make sure that the truth is told, since I am one of the parents that were involved in planning
the prayer meeting, and I have a firsthand knowledge of its intentions. On Saturday, January 13th, a group of parents who happened to believe in Jesus were to gather in front of schools to pray for teachers, staff, and administrations, and one of the parents happened to be a school board member. We invited anyone who was interested in coming. We welcomed everyone. And that was clearly stated during our planning process. There was nothing done illegally or exclusively. There was no intention to be offensive to anybody or to exclude anyone. No district buildings were being used. No district resources were being used. The front of the school buildings were merely a meeting place, and there was some talk of us not even staying at the buildings, but perhaps walking around the block with each other as neighbors and community members praying for our district. We had a feeling that there might be backlash because religion was involved and the name of Jesus was mentioned. However, we weren't expecting so many hateful lies, twisting of the truth, and gossip and hate. So we were very disappointed to see all of that taking place on Facebook. I'm disappointed that it's canceled. However, it is a free country, and if I want to pray in front of my child's school on Saturday morning, I am more than welcome to do that. So thank you again for your statement.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
My name is Elizabeth Parrish. I just want to speak as a parent. If I want to stand, and if I have a Jewish, I have Jewish friends who pray for me, like Muslim friends that I grew up with that pray for me. I'm a Christian. My people have been Christians for thousands of years. I'm Greek Orthodox. I am not offended by anybody's faith. If a member of the board has a spouse who's on Facebook and saying that people like myself shake her to her core, I find that very offensive. If my faith, or anybody's faith, someone finds it offensive, they have problems. And I just wanted to thank you all for listening to me, and I wanted to thank Dr. LaHora for always taking time to call us and get back to us and all that he does for us. And I know Dr. Marseille, we always talk about being top heavy. Sometimes the top is top notch. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Good evening. My name is Mary Gibson and I live in Wincote. And I'm not on Facebook. I have not participated in any of the responses so far to this. I only learned about it this afternoon, in fact. But I do feel that to say that everyone is invited and no one is excluded, but people are invited on the basis of their belief in Jesus Christ, and that they're invited to pray, when some of us don't believe in Jesus Christ and some of us don't pray, is disingenuous. And so I feel that it's just not a really inclusive way to go about things, and it's certainly not for our public schools. So I am pleased that the event was canceled, and I thank you.
Thank you.
To the parents who spoke. My objection has nothing to do with individuals who want to pray around school. My objection is that, like you just heard, someone being make a pledge to be on the school board. There's a constitution. You are part of the governing body now. And so the objection that I have is not that parents want to pray as individuals, not during school time. I'm totally comfortable with that. I post on Facebook, I was not the least bit offended. What offends me is when a school board member perhaps doesn't understand their responsibilities once they're swearing to oath. And that's my concern. Thank you. And I would like to speak as a Jew in the township. And I would like to agree with Mary Gibson's assessment that it is a disingenuous statement to say that friends, neighbors, pastors, and believers in Jesus Christ are welcome to a prayer vigil at our public schools, and then to say that everybody is welcome, because as a Jew, I certainly do not feel welcome or included in an invitation like that. And I'm just reminding the school board of another episode that happened with the Democratic slate of candidates during the campaign season, where there was a meet and greet for the Democratic slate on Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. I understood that there were four other meet and greets that were available to those of the Jewish faith who would not be able to or would not wish to come out on their holiest religious day. But my response to that, frankly, is that I am wide open on December 25th. And if anybody wants to have a school board meeting on Christmas, I'm very happy to attend. But we will never see that. And I would like to put that out to you because I think that the point of view of a minority religious group is rarely considered. And I will just remind this board that at the time of the awful events in Charlottesville several months ago, there was an ecumenical prayer service that took place in High School Park where there were Catholic priests, there were Protestant ministers, there were Baptist ministers, there were rabbis, there were high school students who were performers of spoken word for those who were not believers in a higher power. There were many people from the township who turned out at that event. That was an extraordinarily powerful event. Everybody felt welcomed. Everybody felt included. It was not merely not divisive, it was very unifying. And I think that if there had been an event of that nature that had been proposed for the township, there would not have been the backlash that occurred on Facebook. So thank you for your time. And I just wanted to put forth the point of view of a minority religious group in this township. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments? Okay. Thank you for all the comments. Next on the agenda is information. It's a listing of future meetings. And the last thing on our agenda is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Who's second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
This concludes this school board recording. This recording is copyright by KD3HW and is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivation 3.0 United States license. Podcast sounds courtesy of freesound.org. See the acknowledgement page of the podcast website. Thank you for downloading us and have a great day.